Check, check, check. Testing, testing. Check. Is it?
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The word of God for our meditation is recorded in Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, one of the first songs children often learn in vacation Bible school or Sunday school is "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Going to Let It Shine." In a simple way, the words of that song express some of the major themes of Epiphany. Throughout the season of Epiphany, the gospel readings shed light on Jesus, as through his words and works, we see who Jesus is, true God and true man. We see Jesus performing miracles and signs that only God can do, such as turning water into wine and calming the storm. Through the visit of the wise men and the healing of the centurion's servant, we also see that Jesus is the Savior of the nations, of the Gentiles, the light of the world. So Epiphany is a time to focus on missions, on letting the light of the gospel of Jesus shine on those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. The words of our text today are known as the Great Commission. With these words, Jesus sends his church out on her mission, telling us what the church's task is until he returns at the end of time. And this mission is to go and make disciples of all nations. And not only does Christ give us our mission, he gives us the very means by which disciples are made, baptizing and teaching. And not only does he give us our mission and means, but he places his power behind these means, promising to be with us always as we make use of these means of making disciples. The Greek word for disciple means student or pupil. Jesus' first disciples were his pupils who learned at his feet for 3 years before they were sent out to preach and to teach others. How are we to make disciples? The first means, baptizing them, is something Lutherans are generally good at. We recognize the importance of baptizing. We don't limit Jesus' command to baptize to any specific age group. Since the Bible doesn't speak of an age of accountability, we don't wait until someone reaches a certain age before we baptize them. We bring in our babies to be baptized because they make up a large part of the all nations that Jesus is speaking of. And babies are born with a need for baptism, since they are conceived in sin and brought forth in iniquity. Indeed, Jesus speaks of the utter importance of baptism when he says that unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. We also recognize that baptism isn't just something we do to show our devotion to God or express our faith, but baptism is a means of grace, a work of God, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of rebirth and renewing of the Holy Spirit. This is what the Bible teaches us. Baptism now saves you. Generally speaking, we've done a good job at that part of the Great Commission, baptizing them. But sometimes we have the misconception that once we've done that, we've done our part. We can get deceived into thinking that once a person is in the kingdom through baptism, they're always in. This is a variation of the false teaching of once saved, always saved. Or at times a child is brought to baptism because of cultural or family expectations. Through the blessed sacrament, the salvation Christ won at the cross is bestowed on them. They are brought to faith and receive the forgiveness of sins. They are delivered from death and the devil and granted eternal salvation. But then they aren't seen again in church until perhaps they're dropped off at Sunday school about 4 years later. Or maybe we don't see them again until it's time for them to go through confirmation, the next Norwegian rite of passage. Wasn't there something we were supposed to do in between, in our homes and in the church? Teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. This is the portion of the Great Commission that sometimes gets neglected. Yet Jesus said, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. And what is it that Jesus commanded? He said, love one another as I have loved you, summarizing the Ten Commandments. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me, teaching us what we are to believe in order to be saved. He taught us, this then is how you should pray, giving us the Lord's Prayer. He instituted baptism, the washing of water by the word. In John 20, he gave his disciples the authority to forgive and retain sins in his name. And on the night before his death, he gave us his Holy Supper, saying, do this in remembrance of me. But what does it mean to observe all these things? When an astronomer sits in an observatory, observing the stars and planets, he's searching the wonders that he sees there. And he's especially looking for things that he has never learned before. So we too should be searching the scriptures to enjoy all of its wonders and also searching for those things that we have not yet learned. We search the scriptures because in them we have eternal life, because that is where Christ is revealed to us. The scriptures testify of Christ. This same word, translated observe in our text, is one that the Bible uses many times for a shepherd keeping watch over his sheep. Just as carefully as a shepherd watches over his sheep, so our Lord wants us to watch over his scriptures and the things he has taught there, and to cherish, guard, hold on to them, and protect them. While some Bible translations use the word obey in this verse rather than observe, this really doesn't convey what our Lord is saying. If we were to translate this Greek word as obey in other passages in the New Testament, we would have guards obeying their prisoners and shepherds obeying their sheep. Of course, careful watching over the things in the scriptures does include obeying what the Lord has commanded us, but that falls far short of what our Lord is telling us in the Great Commission. He's telling us to observe, to keep careful watch over, to guard and protect his word, and to teach others to keep that same careful watch over it. One of the central purposes of Bethany Lutheran College as a Bible-believing doctrine-teaching college belonging to a doctrine-teaching Bible-believing church is to help students grow in the grace and the knowledge of their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by means of the gospel. By the Holy Spirit's working through the word and sacraments, May we continue to carry out the Lord's great commission as we ourselves observe all things our Lord has commanded and teach others also to observe all things he has commanded. As we do so, the Lord promises to be with us always, producing faith in human hearts and strengthening that faith so that we too grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Please rise for prayer. O Lord God Almighty, mercifully grant that we who know you by faith may with our whole heart believe in Jesus Christ, our only Savior, serve him, and steadfastly confess and glorify him, making known his saving word among all nations, through the same your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.